Good evening. Welcome to a special edition of Cat Space. I am Cat. This is Buckets. With me is Luna and Leon. Good evening, one and all.
Hello,
Hi,
everyone.
welcome to our
Oh,
current newest
sorry.
and newest subscribers and current subscribers and viewers. Today's topic is all about the rise and fall of supermarket giants. Here we go. We'll start with Luna. Question one. With the recent price gouging of Woolworths and Coles, what will it take for them to bring prices down?
Boycotting, 100%. Regardless of what interest they hold in the market right now, I don't care if they're one of the biggest supermarket chains. They need boycotting. There need to be sanctions put on their company. I'm pretty sure in Australia, there's not. I don't think there's a price point where they like say you can't charge any more than this. Which I think they need to bring. I don't know if that is true or not. Sorry, but if we don't have that, I think we need to bring that in because these companies they can sell whatever they want for whatever price they want, regardless of what they're buying it for. There needs to be some sort of law that says if you buy it for 10% of, a dollar, then you can only sell it for 15% of a dollar, something like that. It's just unfair. I definitely think that if people were to boycott and start shopping in their local markets and shopping around IGA, Aldi's, little food chain stores, I think eventually they would get the message and they would bring their prices down. But until people do that, why would they? They've got the customer base and they've got the products. That's it.
Good answer. Good answer. I like that. Buckets, with the recent price gouging of Woolworths and Coles, what will it take for them to bring prices down?
Oh, I imagine that it'd be a big red hand going like that. Down, down, prices. Oh God! You know what? The amount of money spent on
We brought our prices
that
back down. Like, sorry.
advertising campaign. like honestly, just get another CEO to just change the prices. And okay, so look, the problem you have here is that the farmers aren't getting what they should be getting. And so Coles and Woolworths keep saying, oh, well, because we're trying to pay the farmers a better salary, that's why the prices in our store are higher. But that's actually bullshit. The reality is the farmers aren't getting what is entitled to them. And it's just Coles and Woolworths that are screwing them over. So what it's entirely the CEOs. It's entirely the CEOs that are deciding the costs. And on top of that, Woolworths and Coles both talk to each other. So they're actually breaking the law because you're meant to always have competition. But when you've got one organization talking to another organization saying, this is how much we're going to charge for this particular item, can you match it? They'll match it. So that doesn't matter where you go, it's always going to be that price. And that's price fixing, and that's illegal. So as long as there's always constant competition, okay, which by the way is part of the ACCC, that's how you keep the prices lower. Not by ringing up another company by saying we're set keeping it at this price, you keep it at this price, and then we'll all get paid exactly the same. That's how you do it. And a big red hand that says bow down, prices down. Sorry. Sorry, bad joke.
Okay, good answer. Leon, with the recent price gouging of Woolworths and Coles, what will it take for them to bring their prices down?
Well, the threat of large fines will probably do a little bit, will intimidate them a little bit. Also, maybe a supermarket watchdog. Like the same way that we've got like some sort of fuel watch out there, that monitors the price of petrol. What about a supermarket watchdog, which pretty much points out this should be the price of X, Y, and Z, and if it's not, let us know, and then they could start dropping the hammer on these on say the likes of Coles and Woolworths. Because right now, as Phil said, what Coles and Woolworths are doing is essentially a duopoly, which is basically those two talking with each other and cutting out the less well-known supermarkets like the IGAs or Well, lesser stents, maybe Aldi. Aldi, I believe, just recently was recently voted the most trustworthy supermarket or the most popular supermarket in the last 12 months. But I think a supermarket watchdog will could go a long way to forcing Woolworths and Coles hands. But these guys could be like really snarky and tell you to stick it up, yeah. And they could easily shut down their businesses and just leave them overseas.
Well, but
They're
again,
up and smart ass enough.
in saying that, right, they could do the snarky move, Leon, as you point out. But how many billions of dollars would they lose? And I don't think they want to do that. So, to be
They've still got New Zealand and they've still got America. And to a
they
lesser
do.
extent, they've got the UK. Well, Woolworths have the UK, but it's a little bit different modelling over there in the UK.
I agree. They do, and they do have other countries. They do have New Zealand. They do have the States. They do have many countries. Okay. But if they were suddenly to pull out of the Australian market, they would lose trillions.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that. Okay. So they would much prefer to stay in the Australian market and continue ripping off Australians than to just
Over the
get up
farmers.
and leave. Right. So although maybe like you said, there should be a supermarket watchdog, okay, that could say you can't raise the price of this item by 10 or 20 or 25%, because you're ripping the Australian people off. Maybe if there was like safe parameters, like you said, that would only allow a max for this particular item, it'd work out better for the Australian people.
Great answers. You guys have really brought some really important points. Let's move on, Luna. Here's another question. With Woolworths boss CEO threatened with 6 months jail time and being found in contempt of court, will other supermarkets re-evaluate their pricing strategies?
I think everything that's come out in the last couple of days has been a lot, especially in terms of strategies and where these companies see or where they hold their time. A lot of light has been shed on a lot of things, and I do think that a lot of companies, not just supermarkets, a lot of companies right now are straightening things up, changing things around, trying to appease to the public again, because eventually the government's going to come for not just supermarkets. There's more than supermarkets that are profiting right now. Yeah.
Of buckets with Woolworths CEO threatened with 6 months jail and being found in contempt of court. Will other supermarkets re-evaluate their price strategies or pricing strategies?
I would hope that they would, but what I don't want is them to just have a fall guy, which happens to be the CEO of Woolworths or ex-CEO of Woolworths, for him to just lose his job and then nothing else happens from there. I would hope that Woolworths do change its prices, not just get rid of one guy, because that doesn't really solve the problem. I would hope that they do lower the prices and do reevaluate how much they're costing the Australian people, because there are people that seriously cannot afford to pay the rent because either one, all of their money goes towards Woolworths or Coles through to shopping, or it all goes towards rent. And so if one giant is destroying the other giant, well, one giant has to win. You got to think, well, do I feed myself, or do I go homeless, or do I have a home, or do I starve myself? Which one wins? Okay. So this is why it is extremely important for Woolworths to lower their prices, because if they don't, okay, if it's just they have one fall guy and don't change any policy, okay, Australia will be in the decline and you're going to have more homeless people on the streets, guaranteed.
Well said, well said. Leon, with Woolworths boss CEO threatened with 6 months jail and found in contempt of court, will other supermarkets reevaluate their pricing strategies?
I don't think they would reevaluate their pricing strategy. Now, the reason I say that is that was Nick McKim who threatened Brad Batiduci with a $5,000 fine and 6 months jail. Now, this is a Green senator who was blowing his stack hard, and he was trying to throw down Brad Batiduci's punk card, and Brad Batiduci was not having a bar of it. So he would have done his research to realize that this is a Green senator. There's no way in hell that he could have been fined $5,000 or thrown in jail. So he just let him blow his stack, which was very funny to watch, by the way, in the Senate. If you haven't seen the video footage, you should see it. It's remarkable the fact that he just continued the same thing so much they had to go to two breaks in order to try and get him to answer that question. So there was no chance of him being thrown in jail or fined $5,000. I don't think this is going to change that much, but I would like to think that it would. But in the end, I don't think it would because money talks, and to Senator McKim, bullshit walks.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he called him out. Nick McKim tried to call Brad Batiduci out on it, and he said, Nick McKim said, "I'm not interested in your spin or your bullshit." He literally said that in the Senate. So, Brad Batiduci was basically calling his bluff. So he knew that Nick McKim was the one spinning bullshit as well. Both of those guys were spinning it. And watching Senator McKim just melt was hilarious.
I really believe, even though the news has come and it's not a shocker that he has officially not just stepped down but retired and taken, from what I've read, don't come at me, this is alleged 8.4 mil.
Is that
Eight
a
point.
golden handshake?
I don't know, that's what I read. That's what I read today. And this is alleged he took 8.4 mil or made 8.4 mil directly to his pocket. Again, don't come at me. This is just alleged from what I've read. I fact checked it, and that's what it said. But with someone else now in his place, that means they're going to have to figure out a way to work on their prices because they are getting caught out left, right, and center, and in the middle and in between, up and down. And if Woolworths wants to survive as a giant, they really need to step up, and they need to. I don't think they really see us, the Australian public. I think they just see the dollar signs and the greed that comes with it, and they just go, "Well, we're going to up the prices. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks." Most of us aren't doing well when it comes to jobs or finances and stuff, and they're just using it as a way to taunt, I believe, taunt us, the Australian public, and go, well, these are our prices if we don't like it. But most people have now resorted to boycotting Woolworths and Coles and going straight to Aldi or going to their butchers for their meats.
Going to, yeah, or going to, yeah.
I mean, like, why would you pay three times the amount in Woolworths when you go to Coles or even your local butcher for a quarter of the price? And look, even us ourselves, we cannot afford to buy fruit and veg from Coles. So we go support our local grocery
Greengrocer and
store,
Big Apple, yeah.
Big Apple, because
Shout out to Big Apple.
they're like four times cheaper than the supermarket giants. They don't need to be, okay? They don't need to be like the supermarket giants don't need to be four times more expensive, but they choose to be, okay? So I reckon, to be honest, Coles and both Woolworths need to really reevaluate their prices. Otherwise, they will need, instead of competing against Coles and Woolworths or each other, they'll have to compete against the smaller chains because they will be forced to offer it at a cheaper price. And people will switch. If they can't afford it, they'll go somewhere else. They'll
Well,
naturally.
the one thing to look at as well with this is the stockholders. They will see if you, I believe you go to Bloomberg or whatever, and have a look at Woolworths, and you see the stock absolutely dive off a. If you see the stock dive off a cliff, you know exactly the reason why. It's because they tried to find their own moral high ground, like they did with Australia Day, and like they've tried to do here with Anzac Day, which is coming up, which is another reason why people have been boycotting Woolworths. And yeah, and also just for the reference, Kat, you did mention, Brad Batiduci is going to get a golden handshake of roughly between $20 million and $24 million as a golden handshake when he leaves.
But what about the 8.4? Where does that come?
Not exactly sure about the 8.4, but I'm looking at multiple sources here. He could receive up to about $24 million as a golden handshake as retiring CEO of Woolworths.
So they're effectively rewarding him for leaving. How scummy is that? This is a guy that decided that, when all the Australian families we're basically starving thanks to him, right? He gets a golden handshake and gets $20 million.
Hey man, Alan Joyce did the same thing, man. Remember he gave himself a pay rise, and then the day later he grounded the Air Force. Do you remember that from several years ago? I do.
Also, I think it's very important, sorry, Luna, I won't keep you, to point out that the price gouging has been going on like this. And I'm not going to be controversial, but to say the words, the referendum, even before that, even Australia Day, as Leon said, since Australia Day and since the referendum, Woolworths has taken it and Coles has taken it to another level where they are causing people severe, mental and emotional distress. And I'm just praying heavily that it doesn't get any worse than this, because what needs to be done is I feel that and this is I feel that this government is allowing this to happen and is allowing these certain prices to go up as well, which is wrong in my mind, in my eyes, and in my soul, in my heart. It's wrong in all levels for this government to allow the gouging to happen, even though they've brought them to the Senate in Canberra. Still more needs to be done.
It's my understanding to speak.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that, Luna. All right, here we go. With Woolworths and Coles profiteering and making massive profits, how will the Senate invoke and force the supermarkets to drop their prices, and would they receive a massive fine? Lou.
Obviously, you've already mentioned it, but there needs to be fines in place if they go over certain price levels. There needs to be subsidies on certain things. They need to give them, I think what these big supermarket chains is like a little incentive from the government, you know. Oh, here, stay, put your products above this, under this price level, and we'll give your company $30,000 per worker or something like that, you know, something. Whatever they work out, it's not going to be that much, obviously. But I think they need these little incentives to want to keep their prices down. I mean, clearly there's no laws in place right now to stop them from increasing their prices and putting their products at ridiculous prices. I mean, no one wants to pay $24 for toilet paper. What's that all about? At the end of the day, but yeah. So I mean, the Senate needs to force sanctions on them, give them limitations if they break rules. Maybe their tax goes up, or they have to pay higher import fees, or whatever it is. There needs to be some sort of fairness and equality there with what the price they're making and the price they're charging the general public. At the end of the day, it's our lives, it's our survival. Yes, they are giving us, an environment which we can shop easily and safely, and the products are there and it's nice. But at the same time, please don't take advantage of us. In Australia, the best thing about being in Australia is that no matter whether you're the Prime Minister or a janitor, people are going to come up and shake your hand and treat you as an equal and talk with you as an equal. And at the moment, we don't feel like equals to these companies. We're turning into America. We are greedy. They are so corporate. I mean, this alone really speaks to consumerism right now, and the people who are benefiting from it and the people who aren't. And at the end of the day, like I said, Australians will band together when it comes to equality things. We love to remain as an equal people, and we fight hard to remain as an equal people because we're so diverse and multicultural here. And yeah, I can see this ending badly if the government does not put any sort of laws in place, really.
Great answer. That is so good. Buckets, with Woolworths and Coles profiteering and making massive profits, how will the Senate invoke and force the supermarkets to drop their prices, and would they receive a massive fine? Your thoughts?
I think if it, like I said before, and as Leon said before, if basically if they raise the price too high on specific items, I think the government needs to get involved, because if they don't, then inflation will just go rampant. Like it's not fair that a tin of baked beans should cost $10. That's bullshit. We don't want that happening ever. Okay. Just as we don't want a tin of pineapples to be higher than $3, for example. For everyday items that you're going to use every day for your clothes, your laundry, for shopping, those items are going through the roof. There is competition between some of the Coles items versus the more branded items, which is good. Okay, and the Coles can provide quality items if it's just the no-name items. And a lot of the time they are good substitutes. But like when it comes to food items that you consume, I mean, I'm sorry, lamb chop should not be costing $24 for chops. All right. At the end of the day, it's just another a piece of meat, right? And even chicken used to be the cheapest meat. Now it's becoming it's just rising now for no reason except that they want to make a profit. It's not that we don't have hundreds and thousands and billions of chickens available. They just want to raise the prices because they just want to. Okay. If it would make sense if there wasn't much chicken around, right? And therefore they would have to charge the prices because there wasn't much chicken around. But we have billions of chickens to sell, so it doesn't make any sense for chicken to rise. And the same can be said about our sheep. It makes no sense for us to raise the price of lamb chops, especially when we have billions and billions of sheep. In fact, we actually have more sheep than New Zealand. Okay, we have more sheep than New Zealand. It's just that we export more overseas than any other country in the world. But I mean, it shouldn't cost $24. Like, I w Kat and I, we went to Melbourne, and we had a great time with Luna whilst we were there. And I bought some lamb chops whilst I was in Melbourne, and I couldn't believe that lamb chops were $12 in Melbourne, like half the price of Sydney. Couldn't believe it. I was like, we're in the wrong state,
See,
So
but that's even a lot. I would even say that's a lot. I mean, a lot of people here source at butchers because supermarkets are charging so much for meat.
yeah, but there needs to be, the government really does need to set a general price for basic items that we can eat. I'm not talking about chocolates and chips and stuff like that. I'm talking about basic nutritious items that shouldn't bankrupt us. Okay, they shouldn't be higher than 25%. I'm sorry, that's too high for an item. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Great answer. Loved it. Okay, Leon, with Woolworths and Coles profiteering and making massive profits, how will the Senate invoke and force the supermarkets to drop their prices, and would they receive a massive hefty fine? Your thoughts?
The way that would work is they would have to agree on a format and how to do it, which I did say earlier on, just roughly is like supermarket watch or whatever. This is how much price of X, Y, and Z is, and if you go higher than that, we will fine you. and that will force you to bring the prices back to where they should be. The thing is, right, once it's agreed in the Senate, it would have to pass the House of Representatives first, and then it would have to pass the Senate second. So, and I believe it has to go back through the House of Representatives a second time or something along those lines to make it law. So, there's something that that's something that they could do. I think it's a good idea. It will, whether or not Coles or whether or not Woolworths like it or not, well, that's irrelevant. It will force them to pull their finger out and force them to stop bending over farmers. I like that. Ray Hadley, I think Ray Hadley actually said that, stop bending the farmers over, and I mean it. He actually was the one that actually said that about Brad Beneducci. So, that's what they need to do. They need to bring in something along those lines that will force those major supermarkets to play ball.
So you're asking for a food freeze. That's basically what you're asking for.
I'm not asking for a food freeze. I'm asking for, say, like a supermarket watchdog, which should know what the price of this should be. And if you are charging more than that, you will answer to the supermarket watch, and the supermarket watch should have the power to fine a supermarket.
I like that idea because it's kind of like having the ACCC, but a supermarket watchdog who's watching over Aldi and Coles and Woolworths and all these shops. And if they might make one foot wrong, I agree with Leon, they do need
Have to answer
to have
to
one.
the supermarket watch.
And I know both you and Luna agree with that. Look.
I might actually write to the government to support a supermarket freeze. And if you support a supermarket freeze or a watchdog for supermarkets, maybe you should write into your local government as well.
Yep, I welcome that. Lastly, here we go. Luna, with all this kerfuffle going on, right, would that make supermarkets like IGA and Aldi a more popular place to shop at? Your
Of
thoughts?
course, 100% yes. I can already say with myself, they've been more popular for years now. Not just since COVID. I mean, the second that I kind of got used to the products at Aldi and went along with it a bit more, because I used to be like, oh, they don't have enough variety of product, you know what I mean? I want this or I want that. But when I got over that, I started to realize, oh, you know, actually, they're all right. They're a good price. I will say that I've even noticed a price increase at Aldi, which is normal, I guess, at the end of the day. It's not extreme like how Coles and Safeway have gone down. Yeah, I would say that 100% I'd be willing to shop. If I find that Coles and, like, I already find it now that I've stopped buying most of my products at Coles and Aldi. It's only for like those specialty items that I want, a special type of cordial or a certain type of shampoo that I'll go there and get it. But if someone else were to bring out those products, 100% I'd be willing to make the switch. And even if the product, this is where it gets me. Because if a company opened up and even if it cost $3 less, something like that, I would still buy it just to spite Coles and Aldi right now. I would go to these companies and I would support them. But yeah, I do believe that smaller supermarkets will get bigger and bigger. They will get more popular as the years go on. People will get sick of this eventually. They can't keep it up. People are already absolutely diving into their savings after COVID and trying to recover financially after that. But then also just going to your local shops costing you $400 or $500. It's ridiculous. You don't want that. You want to go out, spend 150, get the grocery you need for, let's say, a family of three or four, come home, call it a day. So yeah, if these local supermarkets and these smaller branches are willing to do that and keep their prices down, then I can only see them getting more popular.
I actually love your answer. Buckets, your thoughts on with all, the price gouging, would that make places like IGA and Aldi more popular to shop at?
Only if they keep the prices low. Some IGAs are more expensive than others. For example, Hunters Hill IGA is extremely expensive, like when we used to live there. But other IGAs are quite affordable. So as long as they're cheaper than Coles and Woolworths, I can easily say it is not hard for the Australian people at this point in time of their lives to make the switch, especially when Aldi are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And yes, you're 100% right when you basically say that there are, Aldi has increased the price of some of its items, but it's still cheaper than both Coles and Woolworths, especially Woolworths. Okay. But you know what people do today? I mean, like, I remember when you have a one-stop shop for everything, right? And that's what Coles used to be, a one-stop shop for everything. And Woolworths used to be exactly the same, and so was IGA. That those one-stop days are completely over because no one can afford to go on a one-stop shop for everything. It's too expensive to do this one-stop shopping. No one can afford it. Okay, so it makes sense why they would go to another shop, a cheaper shop like Aldi or IGA, to be able to afford the shop. And I think that this is like one of the weird, interesting times where no-name brands have never been this popular. I think that's 100% true, that the no-name brands have never been this popular. Every time before that, it's always been, I need to have a brand name. A brand name is better, blah, 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 blah. But I think during just these past few years, people have just said, screw it. I'm just going to get an item that basically says soap. I don't care what brand it says on it. I'm just going to get an item that says soap on it. Or I'm just going to get an item
Food.
that says laundry detergent, right? I don't care what's written on it. I'm just basically going to get it because this is what I can afford.
Great answer. And lastly, again, Leon, your final thoughts on would that make places like IGA and IJ and Aldi more popular?
Absolutely. To be honest, I'm one of those people that would actually shop local if I had to. I would shop local, see, I wouldn't have to go all the way, even though that particular week, say a Coles or a Woolworths, that product might be cheaper there than, say, my local IGA or whatever like that. I would go to my IGA straight away because they might have other items there which I'm looking at, which I'm looking at getting, and overall, I'm roughly spending the same amount of money without having to take that extra trip. So, and apart from that, if I'm buying local like IGA or whatever, it's going back to the Australian farmers. It's going back to the Australian grocers. Not just going into the likes of a Brad Batteducci from Woolworths.
I hear you. Absolutely love that. Thank you so much for just all your inputs and insights and thoughts. If you would like to have a supermarket watchdog, please, please, please let your members of parliament know. Make your voices heard. And please, to continue supporting our farmers, please shop at your butchers or at your greengrocer, wherever you are. Help them with the purchase fruit and veggies from them because they need our help as well to put food on our table. Thank you so much. I hope you all enjoy this podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe and press the bell because it'll help us get a lot of content out to you. And we look forward to coming back to you next week. We hope you have a safe and wonderful time. Thank you, Buckets, Luna, and Leon. It has been a lot of fun. God bless each and every one of you. Good night.
Yeah.